Good morning. It's October 21st, 7:15 a.m. It's a chilly morning this morning in spite of being 40 degrees. I've been cold since I got up. I'm only marginally warmer having walked for a mile. I'm bundled up and still cold. Today's Mile High Con for day one. I'll be going down probably late morning. I'm not sure if I'm going alone or if I'm going to take kids. The wife has decided that she's going to stay home, so it doesn't matter. We'll see how this all works out. Could be a fun day. Should be a fun day. I've got a few hours of programming that I want to watch that's highlighted in my printer program. It looks like I probably won't be out too very late tonight. It starts again tomorrow morning at 10, which means I need to leave here around 8:30. Plenty of time to get in a walk tomorrow, so I'll tell you all about day one. I'm looking forward to meeting up with Paul Cooley sometime today. He's staying in the hotel for tonight and tomorrow. I think he's already in town. I think he's staying with his parents. Morning. So we'll see how that all plays out. There's a publishing panel, State of the Business, that I want to go to. There's a panel between that and the opening ceremonies, which is at, I believe it's at 6. And that's a must-see. So I want to be going to see that. And there's one in between that I want to see. It's going to be pretty low-key today. I don't have a lot that I want to see. And there's absolutely nothing that I need to do. I'm not on a panel. I'm not doing any volunteer work. I'm just an attendee this year. So, very cool. I'm looking forward to not having a lot of deadlines that I need to meet. Just a chance to meet a lot of people. I still don't have bookmarks or cards or anything. That seems kind of odd. I suppose I could put together some between now and the departure time. Simple cards that just say NathanLowell.com would be useful, I suspect. I'm not really going there to promote. That's the thing. I'm going there to meet people. I'm going to go see Maggie Bonham today. I saw her last year. I said hi as she was getting ready to go on to one of her panels, and then I didn't get a chance to stop by and say hi again. And we've been podcast authors on audio books together since she started before I did. And so it's interesting to see. I want to also see if there are any other Northern Colorado writers or Rocky Mountain fiction writers who are going to be there. See how this checks out. So I didn't get as much edited yesterday as I wanted. I'll be taking the book with me today so that I'll have an opportunity between sessions and between matterings, that if there's a quiet moment or four, then I'll have an opportunity to sit and do a little editing, marking up on the book. I can't decide whether or not I want to take my netbook or not. The probability that I'll have time to actually write is so small that it's almost, in fact, it isn't worth it. I'll take a notebook and the hard copy of Ravenwood. And that'll give me plenty of do to do in a pick-up, put-down task kind of mode. So that'll be good. We'll get this thing a little bit closer to actually seeing publication. I am still getting corrections back. I'm still getting typos and observations back on the book. And I'm loading those in as I go as well. Okay, well, I am warming up now. It is quite a lovely morning, it really is. Sun's not quite up yet, although I suspect it'll be up in a moment. The last quarter moon is almost directly overhead, and it's just a little bit past last quarter, so sun should be up momentarily. Probably will be by the time I get down here and around the corner and walk east, heading straight into it. Luckily, it'll be low enough that the trees will keep it out of my eyes for the most part. So I have to say, I have to admit that for all the work that I've actually done on Cape Grace, I'm totally looking forward to putting it aside for the month of November to do Ravenwood. And I don't know if that's the right decision to make or not. Because the reality is that I don't really need to prove anything in terms of writing. The opportunity to tag the month as National Novel Writing Month, Don't Bother Me, I'm Writing, is overwhelming. And I would really like to see if I'm going to have a coupon to offset the cost of buying Scrivener from winning, so that would be good. I need to think about whether or not that's worth doing. Or I should just get Ravenwood off my plate and get back to Cape Grace. And forget about NaNoWriMo for the month. I'm not one of these people who will go to NaNoWriMo and say, yes, I'm going to play NaNoWriMo and then write something that's already been started. It's not fair. There's a part of me that says, all kinds of people do it. And there's another part of me that says, but not me. So I will, if I do Nano, and I've set up my profile, I ought to send them a donation. But I set up my profile, and I joined the local Greeley group, both on Facebook and there. So that was kind of interesting. They're planning write-ins at a coffee shop that's not too far from my house. It's not all the way on the other end of town, which is what past groups did. The write-ins will be at out here on the west end of Greeley where I live, rather than on the east side of Greeley where most of the students are. So we'll see how it works out. Going in and sitting with a bunch of people who are doing nothing but typing for an hour or two, setting aside that time to go do it, having the excuse to participate. Those are all very powerful in my world right now. It's sometimes difficult to get permission to write, even though it is my job these days. It's sometimes difficult to find the time to get the quiet and the privacy that I need to make that work. So, I'm looking forward to November. I really need to get this book out before November so that it's off my plate and away. I need to order a case of books so that I can be shipping. And I can't do that until I can approve the galley. And I can't approve the galley until I get through it all and then upload the changes. So that's going to be my A priority between Mile High Con and the end of the month. The ebook is going to be easy because the ebook, I just punch the button and upload it. Once I've got it formatted, and I can do a format for Kindle now in a half a day. In fact, I can do all of my ebooks in a half a day. So once I've got a valid manuscript, doing the ebooks is ridiculously easy. Getting the manuscript is a difficult part, always has been. I haven't really changed the story any. I have, like in the share books so far, I have changed some of the words. I haven't changed the story, it's still the same story. I've cleaned up some of it. I've taken out some parts. I've added in some parts. But nothing substantive, nothing major. You know, a sentence here, paragraph there maybe. Paragraph that didn't do what I wanted to do came out. More words that I think fit better went in, not necessarily to replace them. So it was good. It's been a good process. I'm really, really pleased with this book. Ouch. All right. And I was right, the sun is up. And most of the trees that were yellow yesterday now seem to be missing much of their foliage. I wonder what happened overnight. I wonder if it wind. I know it didn't rain. I wonder if the wind blew or something. There's a lot of bare limbs up here this morning that I didn't notice before. Could be that I was out earlier yesterday and just didn't notice because the sun wasn't high enough to shine through the bare limbs. Hard telling. Okay, let's see if I can keep from getting run over here. Cars coming in multiple directions, which is unusual down here in the hood, as it were. I am ready for my breakfast. I need a cup of coffee. I need my bagel. That's my target departure time. That'll put me down there in plenty of time. The parking is my biggest concern. I want to get there before the parking garage fills up. And while it's a weekday, it's also going to be when probably most of the cars show up because they're setting up the dealer room, etc. Starting at noon. So I want to make sure that I get my stuff together and get it out there. After yesterday's jabber, I don't seem to be talking very much today. I'm actually thinking about writing an excuses podcast that I've now listened to 3 times. Now, as much as I like Howard and the gang, writing excuses is not something that I typically will re-listen to. Although that does remind me, I need to reload this phone so I'll have podcasts for the road. But this one is with Lou Anders talking about the Hollywood formula or the Hollywood model. And I found it very interesting. It overlays quite nicely on the hero's journey. And it really does lay down well in terms of storytelling in general. So I need to kind of wrap my head around this and think about what I need to do. For example, thinking about Cape Grace, you know, who is the antagonist? Who is the protagonist? The main character is Otto. And according to the formula, he has to want something. And I don't know what he wants. I do know what he wants. He wants to keep his daughter with him. Although we don't know that yet. The antagonist is the person who puts obstacles in his way. So that's going to be the company. That's going to be Reuben Rollins, who is the local company representative in his side of the world. And we need a relationship character, and that is the person who travels with or elucidates the theme of the book. And I do know what the theme is. But I don't know how that plays out against what Otto wants. So I need to think about this a little bit because it bears thinking about. I think about the books that I'm most pleased with. Ravenwood, for example, it follows a similar pattern. Good morning. If not the exact same formulation, but it follows a similar pattern. Although she doesn't. Good morning. She doesn't have a traveling companion. And the theme isn't really stated anywhere. So with Ravenwood, it does follow the action model. We did the three act structure with the beginning, the middle, and then the end. And I did that on purpose, and it worked very well, I thought. I was very pleased with the way that the story turned out. I was very pleased with the way it concluded. There were some things that needed to not happen, and that's that it was important that she not be a princess in distress, a damsel in distress who had to be rescued by a man. She actually had that well in hand at the end when Harry shows up and all she asked him to do is get her off the stinking corpse. So there's some sort of, I hesitate to call them feminist themes in the book, but there certainly are. The powerful woman is, you know, she's not somebody's sidekick. She's the protagonist. What she wants is to get to Gertie Pinecrest. The person who stands in her way is William Mapplethorpe. Actually, Rachel Mapplethorpe. Maplewood. Interesting. But I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day.